Station Huntsville, Station Round 2 for Johnny and HRS Laptop.
Huntsville, Johnny on 2. Sorry, I got caught up with urine and blood stuff. I will look at that right now.
Hey, no worries. We just hit that LOS, so I wanted to make sure that you didn't have any trouble with it, but let us know what you find.
To Station 2 for Cupola PCS.
Good morning, Zena. We see it reconnected.
You got it, and just for your awareness, I didn't see anything off nominal with the power data chain. PCS says it is connected to a UOP, currently 80% charge, and we've got the homepage back up.
Copy, Zena. Thanks for the report.
So, Johnny 2, you're in question.
Go ahead.
Sorry, it's more of a comment than question. I was not able to get the last two urine tubes into the mesh bag, so I had to deploy another mesh little bag.
Okay, copy, Johnny. Thank you. And Johnny, sorry, clarification. Did you deploy another mesh bag, or do you need us to get you one?
Sorry, wasn't clear. I deployed another mesh bag because in Melfian, I just, because those things get... can only hold so many tubes, and I couldn't fit the last two in, so I had to put a new one.
Okay, fair enough. Understand. Thank you.
So, Johnny, 2, HRF PC2 update. When I went up there, it was at the Windows login screen. Everything looks fine. I looked in the back. The Ethernet cord is plugged in. Lights are on. I just gave it a restart. I have to head over to the Russian segment to do my next activity. So if this does not work, you may have to call in another crew member to help.
Sounds good. We'll keep looking at it on the ground. Appreciate it.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for comm config.
Down 2.
Hey, Zena, we've tied RSA 2 to public 2, so we can use 3 and 4 for USOS comms for the next hour-ish.
Copy. We'll use 3 and 4 for the next hour-ish as our prime channels. Thanks.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for comm config.
Sensation 2, I presume you're going to let us know we've got Space Ground 2 back.
That's affirm. ICOM is restored.
Tammy.
Station on 2 for Mike.
And Houston on Space Ground 2. Hello, Pete, and hello, Orbit 2.
Hello.
Welcome aboard. How can I help?
Thank you, sir. We've got a long LOS / possibly some RADICOM coming up as we track through the arrays. So for your CBCS install, wanted to let you know that safing is in place in step 1.3.
Fantastic. I was just looking over the procedure. We already have the equipment gathered. So if it's okay with you, I can start the procedure. And then at the very end of the long LOS, we'll report back for procedure.
Sounds good to us. And then I'm hearing that our Russian colleagues will be on Space to Ground 2. So if you want to give me a call, please use Space to Ground 3.
Understood. Thanks for reminder.
Hey, Mike, back with you on 2. I called in the middle of a thing with the KU band through the solar arrays. And station on 2 for Mike, one more try. You are go in step 2.2 of your WHC activity whenever you get there.
2.2 in WHC activity, and we got our newest and wonderfulest crewmate, Chris Williams, with us, so this will be a nice handover item. So thank you, everyone.
Copy all. Station Houston on 2 for Chris. I have a question about yesterday's timeline for you.
Houston, station on 2, this is Chris for your question.
Hey, Chris. On yesterday's timeline at 2015, there was an activity for you to label the fan switch in your crew quarters, and we were just checking to see if you had been able to do that yet.
Thank you for checking with me. I did not, in fact, do that. I'll go take a look at that and make sure it gets done. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. And actually, while I have you, if you wouldn't mind asking around and seeing if anyone up there has evening DPC topics for the U.S. segment, we're not tracking anything, and we'd like to cancel it if you all are okay with that.
Sounds good. Give me 2 minutes to check with everyone, and we'll let you know.
Copy.
Houston, station on 2. We conferred and are happy to forego the DPC today, and I also completed my CQ fan switch labeling.
Happy all, Chris. Thank you very much. And if we don't talk to you then, have a good weekend.
You guys have an awesome weekend as well.
Houston, station on Space to Ground 2 for a stowage transfer question, and Pete, we're looking forward to talking to you.
It's too late, Mike. Sorry, we already said that
we weren't going to talk to you.
But then you won't know what happened to the metal vacuumeter, and everybody wants to know what happened to the NVIN.
All right, what you got?
Okay, we'll make it quick. Earlier today, Sergey M. Mikhaev had a IMS transfer activity. It was at 10:05, and then on that list, I'll give you a number real quick. He brought over to the American segment vacuumeter, and let's see, that was item number 32 on his list, and so he did his duty perfectly, and it is over here on the American segment. Now, the question is, what do we do with it? What would you like us to do with it? The barcode matched, and we're standing by for instructions. And it doesn't have to be now. Early next week is also a good answer. But we wanted to give you that riddle now. And have a great weekend.
Copy, Mike. Yeah, we're talking it. We'll have you an answer here in a few.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 from Mike.
Are you going to save us from an information vacuumeter?
I don't have a good follow-up to that, just nicely done. I wanted to get you information before the weekend so that we're all on the same page. We did not expect that MVAY, so we've got homework to do on our side that'll happen sometime next week. Our recommendation would be to stick it in Node 1 somewhere, deploy it, since I know sometimes when we're doing Node 1 hatch ops, y'all go grab one and put it in Node 1. That's the best place for it now, and if we want it moved in the long run, we'll let you know.
Okay, copy. That sounds like a good plan. Thank you for coming back with the information. We appreciate it, and we understand subject to change.
Okay. And with that, have a great weekend.
Thanks, y'all too. And it was a pleasure working with y'all today, and thanks for coming in for an unofficial holiday. And may all of your deals still be there when you start clicking the buy now button.
Same to you. We'll make sure the internet is stable for any deal, any shopping you need to do.
Guess you could buy. We could buy MVES because nobody expects them.
And maybe that was a special deal we were offered. I don't know.